Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, how are you?
You, sir.
Are you well this afternoon?
Good. How about you, my brother?
Very well, man. I cannot complain. Great to have you on board. We're talking to you about exercise this afternoon, one of the secrets to a healthy lifestyle. And of course, it's a Voice of Prophecy lesson. And we want to actually look at the importance of exercise, which is our guide to secrets to a healthy lifestyle. Now, please take us through today's lesson. What is the importance of exercise, and how does it benefit us, actually?
All right. Just to mention a handful of the benefits of regular physical exercises. Mm. But before I go there, in Genesis chapter 2, verse number, I believe, 15, God put Adam in the Garden of Eden to dress it.
Mm.
Now, this was before sin. Yeah. And the man had it to work, not to earn a living, but as a way of strengthening the body, the mind, you know?
Yeah.
As the way of living after his maker's life. Because God works, so the man had to work, and it was part of the exercise. So, all in all, it's biblical. At the same time, there are benefits attached to the physical exercise we have to go through in our daily routine. So just to mention a few, physical exercises helps us to increase the bone density. At the same time, it reduces the power of stress. You know, there are times where we are engulfed by the life, hard experiences, and we just don't know what to do, how to observe or absorb the stress or the worries, everything that protects our life. So once you go jogging, you know, you do push-ups, at the end of the day, you'll find that the stress is slowly and gradually going. So physical exercises helps in to lower blood pressure, to deal with the stress. It increases the bone density, and also it helps in weight loss. Sometimes, you know, people complain, I have a problem with my weight. I'm just gaining weight. But the thing is, how are you managing your weight? Are you exercising? So this life of waking up, eating, take a bath, I go to work, I go to my business place, I go to school, come back, and spend the day like that is harmful to the body. But physical exercises helps us to to lose weight, to maintain the body weight, and it also strengthens the immune system. It improves the circulation of blood. It increases the strength and the endurance. For those of you who are married, it helps longevity in other areas of life. So, in general, physical exercises are so important. It's something that you have to do daily, and you should do this once, not just once, but three, if not four times a week. It helps, and at the end of the day, like I said, you'll find that life is just the physical part is gaining some benefits, and the mental part is also being helped in the process.
Mm. Now, thank you so much for that. How intense does exercise need to be, you know, in order to be effective? Do I spend hours in the gym or run for miles and miles and miles?
All right. It's advisable that before you embark on the physical exercise routine, you should consult a doctor or someone who is good. We can say a gym instructor, you know. Good to consult the person, because one of the benefits of physical exercise is to reduce the blood pressure, like we said. So sometimes people are sick, they do not know they have the high blood pressure, which if you just go and do that without proper instructions on how long and how to exercise, you might end up having other complicated outcomes. So it's advisable. But for a starter, you can do three, four times a week. and maybe spend 30 minutes, 20 minutes doing the push-up, going jogging and all that. And gradually, slowly, day by day, you'll find that you're learning and you're getting accustomed to the habit, and it will be beneficial.
Now, why are we then advised to seek counsel from a health professional before beginning an exercise routine? Isn't it a healthy habit after all? Why would it be dangerous without seeking a professional advice first?
All right. Like I said, you know, for some people who are in some healthy conditions, it may lead to fatal results, like I said, the fatal outcome. So you need to consult the doctor, maybe the gym instructor, who can examine your body, he can understand the condition of your fats and the whatever in the body. So he will come and say, okay, you're studying exercises. I remember I myself, some years ago, I said, okay, let me go to the gym and start exercising. So the gym instructor told me, okay, you have lifted this weight, you have run this trip, I want you to stop here. And I said, no, but I feel physically fit, I can go on, I can carry on. He said, no, if you do this, you injure yourself. So I insisted to say, okay, let me just do 5 more push-ups. And I tell you, my brother, the next morning, I woke up, I couldn't even lift my legs.
Man.
Why? Because I did not heed the instruction that the instructor gave me. He understands, he has the experience. Even the doctors, they know, okay, with the heart condition, with your weight, you need to do this, you need to do this before you can get accustomed. So it's very, very advisable to seek instructions from the gym instructors, to seek the medical attention from the doctors and all those health experts before you embark on the intense exercises. So those people can advise you, say, okay, this is how long you should do it, and this is how you should do it, and it's going to be helpful.
Beautiful stuff. Well, what would be then your closing remarks in this regard, my elder?
The problem with us, maybe Africans, I should say, we only do things properly when things are going from bad to worse. You know what I understand? We don't love to do things on time. We don't want to do things in advance. We are always ready at 11th hour. What I'm trying to say, you know, we encourage each other to go for physical exercises, to run, to go jogging, to do whatever, to eat healthy. But then we neglect all these. And when we get sick, it's the time we think it's right. So I would love people to embark on the physical exercises, the physical fitness now before something turns out to be bad. And it will be very helpful. And sometimes you don't know you are sick of something until you find yourself in that deliberated situation. So it's very good. You just don't have to wake up, eat, take a bath, go to work, school, business place, come back, sleep. Next morning, like lifestyle, you need to exercise, and it will be helping you day by day. The mental faculties, you talk of the physical part, all that will grow. And even the memory will improve. You know, we have this habit of forgetting things. 2 minutes, I tell you, my brother, we have to meet at 7 tomorrow. Tomorrow you're not there. If I ask, why did you not show up on time? Oh, I forget. So physical exercises also help us to maintain and improve the memory.
Beautiful. Well, my elder Mark German, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we're going to be connecting again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Blessings to you and the family.
Thanks, beautiful brother.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.